So welcome to the Research Talent Development Program here at OsloMet. The objective of the program is to help early stage academics at OsloMet to develop strategies for their research careers. However, there is also another objective. This is a pilot. It's a pilot program that was initiated by the Faculty of Health, and we would like to use this pilot program and the help from you to create a program for all of OsloMet. So the idea with the program is to catapult you, to help you develop a successful career and make your time as an academic and a researcher and at OsloMet a good one. Now, there is a complex context, of course. Human development is driven by knowledge, by science, and so are our economies. We live in the age of the knowledge economy, and today there are more scientists in Norway than there are farmers or fishermen. There's a transition in what type of society we are. Our ability to maintain our welfare system is dependent on advanced knowledge. Our ability to fund it is dependent on us being competitive in the international knowledge society. The world is complex. We need knowledge and science just to stay afloat. Our governments are facing great challenges. We, as society, are facing great challenges. And the answer that we hear from around us is science, research, knowledge. I think we have about 280,000 students in higher education in Norway today. There are like 1 million PhD students in the European Union, approximately. Funding for higher education and research has increased substantially over the last 20 years in Norway and across the world. And universities have moved to the center of national policies. Research has moved to the center of national policies. The higher education sector has moved to the center. And as a result of that, universities get more responsibilities. There's more expected from us, and we are loaded with more and more responsibilities. Teach, of course, educate, but also lifelong learning programs. Research, of course. It used to be a solitary thing to do, a supervision style model maybe. Now it is a lot more. We are supposed to increase student and researcher exchange. We're supposed to integrate research and education. We're supposed to publish more, publish internationally, develop international networks and collaborations, build international consortia, understand the funding system in Norway, in the private sector, in the European Union, in other international arenas. We're supposed to understand it and make use of it. We are supposed to collaborate with industry. We are supposed to collaborate with work life in general. We are supposed to collaborate with governments. We are supposed to collaborate with stakeholders across the board. We are, as institutions, and OsloMet is an institution that is, we're the third largest university in Norway. We are an institution that is, it's expected from us to collaborate strongly with the region around us. We have about 10,000 students in practice out in work every year. 10,000. And we're supposed to develop the relationship with these institutions in order to do it the best possible way. We're supposed to generate research around that. We are supposed to understand the role of innovation and entrepreneurship and our role in the innovation ecosystem. We're supposed to contribute to social and economical development of our society. We're supposed to build a research base for professional education and develop the professions. These are demands on the universities. And we can't just push them down the organization to each and every one. We cannot put each individual to this task. That's why the universities also are in transitions in how we run things. So we need ourselves as institutions to create a strategy for maneuvering this. But I think it's important that individual researchers understand this context. And then I would like to just come with some keywords, some key topics I think I would like you to think about. In this context, it's important to find out which skills you would need in order to further your career. It's important to find out how you best can make use of this complex environment and select parts of it in order to further your career. It is important for you to find out which resources you can play on, you can build on, you can use in OsloMet, outside of OsloMet. It's important to find out how we as an institution can help you the best possible way. So we are, as a research instrument, moving towards pure individual research to more team-based. We see that in the projects we're running. We see that in the FAG milieu. And we see that as a necessity in order to deliver on the expectations. So that's one thing. The other thing is, I would like you to think about research agenda. I would like you to think about setting a long-term research agenda for yourself. What do you want? What are the long-term objectives in your mind that you can develop, you can think about during this program that you would like to contribute to? I would like you to state the challenges you are addressing and state the research questions and state how you intend to deliver over time. I think it's important in this more complex context we are now living in as researchers, is to do that in order to make use of the more complex environment that is there to help you. This applies whether you're doing applied research, pure curiosity-driven research, or basic research. So the research agenda is, if I ask you, what's your thesis? It's something that can change over time, but you should always have one in front of you. And then you should align that. And here's the second point. Actually, it's the third point. The first was that we are working more. You have to play on the environment around you and work more in teams. That was the first. The second one, set a research agenda. The third is align your research agenda with a mission. The United Nations, the European Union, the Norwegian Research Council are all moving towards mission-driven research to a larger extent than before. Not purely, but there will be substantial funding and focus on that. And the reason is obvious. We have deep challenges. Big challenges for this planet and for this continent and for this nation. And that's the reason for these missions. So if you can align your research agenda with those missions, you will be much better off. It will be easier for you to get funding It will be easier for you to get a platform to talk about your research. It will be easier for you to get students, etc. And of course, sometimes it's just a little bit of change in reflections that apply your competence and your research to a mission, a challenge, and an agenda. So it's an advice, and it does not need to be that way. You can go your own way. I'm just saying that that could be a more challenging role to take. In the end, I think I would say the following. There will be many advices. You have to find your own way. This program is intended to help you find that way. This program is intended for you to find your own voice and find your way to, or find the help you need in order to develop your research career. OsloMet will increase its focus on lifting talents like you are. And for that, I think you have a good partner in OsloMet, and I wish you good luck with this program and with your career. Thank you so much, and have a great day.